A distant flash of lightning crisscrossed the darkening skies of the west, followed by the call of a nearby loon. "I don't think you should set out." Caroline Taylor clutched her shawl tighter against a cool gust that wrestled with it. "The storm's coming fast." Her father shoved the rowboat across the gravelly shore of Lake St. Clair.
"We'll be fine," he said over his broad shoulder. "We'll beat the storm. Besides, I've crossed this lake in more storms than I can count."
The old doctor already waited on a bench inside the cutter, clasping his top hat and fighting with the wind to keep it on his head.
"I can't stay any longer, Caroline," the doctor said. "I've done all I can for your sister."
She wanted to blurt out that she knew that she'd been in Sarah's room when he'd examined her and made his dismal prognosis, that they'd all known Sarah wasn't getting better, that no matter how much they had hoped and prayed over the winter, Sarah had only gotten worse. But instead of saying anything, Caroline merely nodded.
"Unfortunately, I've got too many other patients needing my attention."
Beneath the brim of the doctor's hat, deep grooves etched his forehead and seemed to grow deeper with each visit.
"Too many young men ripped apart from limb to limb."
With General Lee's surrender at Appomattox a month ago, some of the fighting men had begun to return home. If reports were true, many of the soldiers who had made it out of the bloody war were injured, maimed, and only half alive. Caroline's father gave one last heave, and the boat screeched against the rocks as though in protest of having to leave. Holding on to the bowline, her father limped on stiff legs into the murky water. His rheumatism was always worse when the weather was about to change. Caroline glanced at the sky again, to the piles of dark clouds gathering in heaps on the horizon. Her lungs pinched. "Father," she began, but quelled her protest by nibbling on her bottom lip. The waves slapped high against his rubber boots and doused his trousers at the knees. His blue eyes, so much like her own, reached across to her tenderly.
"Cast your cares on him, honey."
His gentle admonition loosened the tightness in her chest only a little. They both knew she was prone to worry. It wasn't something she was proud of, but there were times when anxiety crowded into her head like a thick, heavy fog, blinding and choking her. He glanced toward the keeper's cottage, where her siblings stood.
"Mind Caroline while I'm gone," he shouted above the wind.
Tessa stood on the step in front of the weathered house, her beautiful dark wavy hair flowing like ravens taking flight. She had her arms around the twins, anchoring the wiry boys to the spot, as Caroline had instructed her. Even though 10-year-old Harold and Hugh squirmed, anxious to be set free to get into their usual trouble, they were obeying Tessa and staying by her side, at least for the time being.
"We'll be good," one of the boys called, peering from beneath his scraggly brown hair that was overdue for a haircut. But Tessa didn't say anything. From the downward slant of her lips, Caroline could tell Tessa wasn't pleased with their father's admonition. At 17, she had made no secret that she was ready for her independence. Her father nodded at the boys, his smile lingering over each of them. He had already said his goodbyes when they'd been gathered in Sarah's room earlier. He'd already told each of them he loved them, that he was blessed by God to have 5 fine children. There was no need to linger now and say the goodbyes again. Not with a storm coming.
"If you must go," Caroline said, "then you'd best be on your way." The boat was jerking up and down in the rapidly churning waves. Another flash of lightning lit up the western sky. Her father took a backward step toward the bow, but then hesitated.
"You know I have no choice in going. I have to find medicine for Sarah."
Helpless anguish shadowed his face for the briefest moment, giving Caroline a glimpse of his inner turmoil at having to watch his sweet young daughter suffer day in and day out. "I'll be praying you find something," she said, knowing he would need all the prayers they could offer. Medicine of any kind was in short supply due to the demands of the war.